right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to them. They're loving us. Welcome to Hamburger Skid Row Studios Radio. Please welcome my in-studio guests, Ryan Brahms, Big Wheezy, and Alicia. Say your last name, Alicia.
Middle name, Marie.
Alicia Marie, not going by a last name. I like that. I like the secretiveness behind it. Welcome for our fourth show, third show. A lot of pockets smoked on here. It could be either one. Third show. Jeremy just told me third show. Hates when I acknowledge that he tells me shit, but that's okay. Third show. We're rocking this out. We're having a good time. This is a fun show. It's day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, what I love about this fact is we're going to hit on a lot of conspiracies. I think the biggest conspiracy theory or the biggest bullshitting of all time is Christmas, is Santa Claus, is the whole thing, you know. Here comes this guy, he's going to bring you presents, he flies, he's got reindeer. Oh, by the way, it's all bullshit.
He goes in the fucking black neighborhoods.
Never. Right. No, that's only black Santa, and he ain't got gifts, yeah. And that's the thing, and they tell you this whole thing, and then they go, well, actually, that's all bullshit,
it's
the
all
Easter
fake.
Bunny bullshit, but Jesus real.
Right.
And so it's where we kind of lose things. So I want to do an overview of conspiracies. Well, but that's the thing, you know. Santa Claus.
I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you, baby.
Santa Claus, reindeer, they fly. He does this once a year. He knows everybody. He knows what you're thinking. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when
naughty
you're good or
nice.
Bad. Yeah. And
you know what? That's like God.
Well, that is
exactly.
Jesus, but here's the thing. Santa's bullshit. It's not real.
Right.
So, but then I got to turn to my kids and be like, no, that was all bullshit. Here's the thing. The whole God thing, though, that's real.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he walked on water.
They had to dress Santa Claus up as like God.
They should dress Santa as God. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I like it. I like it. So, okay, that's one of our overviews of the show.
She's closest to the camera, goddammit.
That's it.
She's closest to the camera. She's got to say some shit.
She's got to get it done. So we got a great show. We got great guests tonight. I think we're going to hit on a lot of things. One of the things I want to talk about is the biggest thing that retail in the stores has been so down. We talk about economy. We talk about all these different things. How many of us know about the Bitcoin? Do you guys know about the Bitcoin?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, I could have told you about this before the show. It's not what I do.
And then we could have made it look like we were fucking doing
I don't want
talking
you to, yeah.
Points. We could have talking points.
I go with a weird radio show. I go with real.
Right.
And so what I want to talk about is there's a Bitcoin. There's billboards all over that talk about using the Bitcoin. Now, what the Bitcoin is, if you're not familiar, and for those of you out there that aren't familiar, the Bitcoin has a monetary value. It's an electronic point, so to speak. Mm. So if you had 3,000 bitcoins, you'd have basically $3,000. This is backed up by $22 billion.
Right.
That's it. There'll never be more. There'll never be less. $22 billion backs up the Bitcoin. It's an electronic coin where on your computer you have how much money you have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not American. It's international. Worldwide. Mm.
Oh, okay.
So you can use this coin anywhere. It has the same value across the nation.
It's online. It's online cash.
In a sense, right?
Okay.
And you go by digital numbers.
All right.
Now here's the thing. I'm a Jew.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I just became. And so, I married Davis's daughter. Here's the thing.
Yes.
So I'm a Jew. I'm not Christian. I don't follow the Christian Bible.
Yes.
That's how that works.
They have a thing, though, where they talk about the mark of the beast, the numbering system, where they're going to put the numbers on you to show what you have and your value. Anybody realize that's the fucking Bitcoin? That's a Bitcoin. They're
going
to electronically, like Wheezy, you could have $100,000 in Bitcoins.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I decide to wipe you the fuck out because I don't like you. I don't want you to have money, so you're broke.
Right. Oh, it's like the fucking IRS.
We have just hit Judgment Day. We've hit the end of time. It's pretty obvious. Billboards are telling us.
Right.
There couldn't be a better billboard than, hey, guys, we're going to electronic money based on numbers. They may as well say, hey, guys, the devil's here.
Yes.
The Bible's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of that stuff is really throwing me off in the world today. Now, from there, I want to talk about conspiracies.
Okay.
Now, Big Wheezy.
Yes.
Very funny comic.
Appreciate that.
Hysterical. Travels all over.
Yes.
Ryan Brohm's got one of the best podcast I've ever been on.
Well, it can't be the best yet because I haven't been invited to it, but that's just something else. It's one of, you know, almost there.
In his defense, he doesn't like black people.
You know what? In his defense, I don't like black people.
Right,
either.
Right, right. I live
I'm
next
part,
to a...
I'm part of the goddamn great. People. Yeah, I cross the street. Fuck those
I'm
going
to tell you, I live next to a black woman. I do it in my bed. Oh, it's fucking married
Does
to me.
Does she have ABS, angry black women syndrome? That's
I don't know
because
I got bitchy Jewish guy. Syndrome. So
I just cut off all my pussy for the next month. That's for damn sure. I gotta fuck white chicks now.
Ew. Oh, be careful.
Don't be disgusting.
Tastes like chicken. Tastes
not
like
you,
chicken.
Just, oh, yeah, right. Right? I mean, right?
I heard.
Chicken is spoiled.
Ryan knows. Yeah, you get some of that Midwestern shit, there's corn in it. So, we got a great group. Now, Alicia, you're very much into conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
Big Wheezy, not so much, but he's got views on conspiracies.
I got views on conspiracies, damn it.
And now Ryan actually, at one point, was going to kill the president.
Mm. Oh, well, shit. I'm going to...
Okay, so that might not be true. Okay,
this sniper's after this motherfucker.
That might not be true.
I'm moving to the right.
You can't say that.
I'm just
on
saying.
The air.
Okay, all I'm saying
you
is
just
look.
Did. What do you mean you can't?
Here's the thing. I didn't say the president of what?
Beautiful, idealistic.
Let
women.
Me finish. The president of North Korea. He's really sick of him and his communist ways.
Yes.
I'm gonna walk out of here, and then I'm gonna get shot from a fucking ninja out of a helicopter.
Right.
The police are gonna be waiting for him.
Some black Korean guy who's had it with
him. Really quick, baby.
It's gonna be Keanu Reeves.
If that shit occurs where you get shot by a ninja when you're down, I'm not doing mouth to mouth, but I want to do that fucking CPR shit on you, though. I've always wanted to do that shit.
Could you picture Wheezy smashing down on your chest?
Yeah, I could picture me dying.
You're literally, your nipples would be stuck to your back.
Absolutely.
It would be, you would just be flat.
I'd be so skinny.
That would be wicked.
Wait, go.
So one of the big things we want to talk about is the conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Because it's a Christmas day after Christmas and we're doing the show, I want to hit on the fact that so many conspiracies have gone on. By the way, Wheezy, the camera can see you looking at your phone.
I know that, but just so you know what I'm doing, I'm letting people know we're on the air. Yeah, I'm letting folks know that we're on the air right now.
Rude.
That they want,
he's
they need to
he's
get
just
on.
Super cool.
They need to get on right now.
And call
so
in, people.
Doing.
Guys, call in. You know what's funny is I had such a problem, remembering the number.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
But if you look behind you.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Huge. It's on the wall. All right. 800-893-9562. It's 800-893-9562.
Yes.
Guys, call in. We're going to start on, we're talking about conspiracies. We're going everything from 9/11, JFK, the fact that Paul McCartney died.
Yeah.
In, I think it was 1967. I'm going to look that up real quick. But
Elvis
I believe
Elvis is still alive.
Is Elvis still, see, that's.
You know, and the other thing, and, you know, people who know me well, I want to know why Applewood smoked bacon is the best fucking bacon to have to put on any burger sandwich. I think that's a fucking conspiracy. That's, you know, but that's just me personally.
I like that.
That's just like my fucking crack cocaine.
Right?
You put apple smoked bacon on shit, I'm eating it. You put it on the tit, I'm eating the tit. That's just how it works. I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm just trying to bring the point across.
No. I mean, that's the funny thing, because when you walked in, I thought, what the fuck smells like bacon? That's you. Okay.
No, it wasn't me.
No.
It's just an aura I bring to the situation.
You know you eat. You know you eat when your thoughts smell.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
That was good. God damn it. I can't even respond to that shit. That's great.
I want to look up this one thing because I want to start with this one thing. There's so many big conspiracies.
Yes. And
I'm looking this up because I got to remember. Okay. Here's a big thing. I have a good friend, Jose Barrientos. He's going to be working with me on the show.
Yes.
He was in the service.
Yes.
I think he was Army, Navy, Boy Scout. I don't know what the fuck he did. But he was in the service, and he doesn't believe in any conspiracies. He doesn't believe that there's chemtrails. He doesn't believe in any of this. But here, I believe that Paul McCartney died in a car crash in 1966. I believe this.
Okay.
I thoroughly believe this. I'm not like one of these, everything's a conspiracy.
Right.
I truly believe this dude died in 1966 in a car crash.
Right.
That the English Parliament decided that his death would cause such mayhem, such insanity, that people would literally kill themselves in droves, women,
right.
that they covered it up. They did a Paul McCartney lookalike contest.
Right.
Yet never announced a winner.
Right.
Picked a winner. Picked somebody, never announced the winner.
Right.
Paul McCartney was left-handed.
Right.
Paul McCartney has certain tones to him that the new Paul McCartney doesn't.
Right. He's right-handed.
Thank you. That's a big thing. I mean, you know, being the opposite hand is a big thing. So I don't know if you guys are follow the Beatles at all.
Mm-hmm. No. I love the Beatles.
Can't find
But not, a much, not. But you have to remember when the Beatles first hit America, what was it, 61, 62?
Pop
I was
band.
Like, right. I was like 3 or 4 years old. At that time, whether he was right or left-handed really wasn't on the forefront of
Nobody
my
noticed.
Mind.
Nobody yeah.
noticed. So I have to say that, but I'm familiar with the Beatles, love their music. You know, I've got, you know, they're in my phone right now.
Beatles are great, yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing. These things occur. I believe that some of these things occur.
And they were bigger than the Justin Beavers of our time.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Real big.
Right. And so with so much insanity behind them, people go, oh, well, that's stupid. They wouldn't just fake his death. Really?
I think, you know what? It's so
that
funny.
Explains a
I'm going to be honest with you really quickly. You know, I always had this thought process that these things occur. You know, when they just made the movie Arco, that was just almost a glimpse inside, if that's accurate, because it's supposed to be declassified documents. But that is about as accurate of convincing people of something that happened that really didn't happen that there is, you know? And that's pretty much a confirmation to me that, yes, these things come along. They have to convince us of certain things in America. If they tell us the economy's bad, we think it's bad, we stop spending.
Right.
Gives them a reason in Congress to pass some stimulus bill to give away some damn money to make us go spend money to stimulate the economy. And then they tell us, when they tell us it's going to be a great season, people are spending money, we feel good, we go out, we spend money.
We blow our money because we have it.
Right.
We didn't know we had it.
Until they tell
us. We were told we had money.
That's it.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had money this year. I got money, so I'm going to spend it.
I'm going to spend it, and I'm feeling good about it and the whole shebangaroo. And that's part of what they do. I'm going to take it one step farther. This is how the campaigns work. When I was a kid, all right, you know, 1, 2 years old, you ate something, you toss it out the window. They decided littering was bad, so they put a Native American, we used to call them Indians back in the day. They put a Native American
on the horse.
Right.
And made him cry.
Crying.
That one teardrop.
So all of a sudden, now we can't throw shit out the window.
Right.
What was the next thing that happened? Smoking. They had the little
kids. Can't
kid,
smoke anywhere.
Can't smoke anywhere. The kids whistling. They didn't make that a big deal because they went right into seatbelts. They even went so far in the 70s with seatbelts that in 75, you couldn't start your car unless you put your seatbelt on.
No, you're talking about 85.
No, it was
No, that's 75 because I was in the back of a station wagon, seven of us hanging out the window.
You could do that. Yeah. You could do that. But 75, the cars wouldn't start unless your seatbelt was on. But you're right. 85 is when it got, you know.
The seatbelt laws.
Yeah. Right.
Because, I remember being in the back of the station wagon.
Right.
There was mildew. Every station wagon in the back smelled like mildew.
You could sit in the back of a pickup truck. What the hell are you talking
back
about?
Back of a pickup truck. When it would flood in L.A., do you remember riding on the back? Cars would pull you on your boogie board?
Right. That's it.
No one cared. Cops didn't care.
There was no big deal.
Well, you know, though.
I can't even eat and drive anymore. What the fuck's going on?
Well, you know, I'll go to the biggest conspiracy. What's so funny is when we talk about that, like L.A., how it was and everything else, the biggest conspiracy is that people hate each other based on race. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to jump through this, and I shouldn't because it's a big thing. But I'm going to go into that people hate each other based on race.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Don't
yes. Let, let
don't
Ryan
they,
say something. Yeah, jump
here?
In.
They
you got to jump
Actually,
in.
Right.
Yeah. You're next.
Big Wheezy, I don't know what it is, but your voice makes me want to get cheeseburgers.
That's the goddamn truth. I swear to God.
Yeah,
you do make me hungry.
Cry.
You guys
about to fucking cry.
I swear to God. Now go on, Alicia. Tell us something better than fucking that.
No, I was just going to say, I thought people did hate each other because of race.
Well, here's the fun. This is the whole thing. Now watch this. Yes. Now here, you're what, Ryan? Are you just white? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now
he said that like, but they told me.
Right. Right. And so, okay.
Sure.
Now here's the thing. Watch this. What Chinese person do you hate for being so goddamn Chinese? None.
For being so goddamn.
So goddamn Chinese.
Chinese.
Just Chinese in it out.
But he. Like throws ninja stuff.
No, just Chinese is it?
I don't know.
What black dude do you hate for being so goddamn black?
Big Wheezy.
Chris, let me just say, Wheezy's barrel.
I didn't use dog yet.
Wheezy's barrel.
I haven't used my black
Rock. But you know what I'm saying, though?
He
you
showed up in a Mercedes with rims.
Hey, that's a sweet fucking car. I'm jealous, by the way.
Well, thing, did you notice how I rolled the window down so you knew it was me?
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, because I'm not only do I drive the Benz with the rims, I'm flossing at the same time.
He lets you know,
I'm letting you know.
My car's nicer.
Yeah.
Wheezy got shit going on, I just got to say that.
The fact that it says Big Wheezy on the license plate, you know.
You can't, and that's the thing, you can't hate him.
See
you
that.
Can't hate him for having a beautiful car.
You didn't see that shit? Nah. I'm going to have to start pasting the plates on the door.
Get the neon around him.
Here's the thing. You got to make it known that you have arrived.
Is there somebody you hate for being so fucking white? Not what you think white is. Just simply for being so goddamn white.
No, it's because of how I was raised that's not pretty much in my DNA.
Me neither, and that's the funny thing, but a lot of people, they have these misconceptions of, black people this, white people this, this people this. But it's all bullshit.
Yes.
We have to add, I hate those fucking Chinese that can't drive. I hate those black people, they're lazy. I hate those white people, they're so fucking racist. I hate Jews because they're so tight.
Right.
We have to add.
Right.
The conspiracy is they created the ad so we could hate.
Absolutely.
Because without the ad, we can't hate one another.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we wonder, why do so many people have so much and so many other people have so little? And then we start fucking with rich people, and those people are every color.
Right.
They don't want us doing that.
That's exactly right.
So if they keep us hating each other.
You know, it's funny. That's the biggest, you know, I used to tell people when I was in business before I went into the comedy, the only thing, the biggest color in America is green. That's the only racism. Mm-hmm. That's separatism.
It.
The elitist versus the non-elitist.
And now it's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
And that's the thing.
And I didn't even know about that till you told me about
Insane
it. That's
shit,
just another fucking thing I got to worry about now.
When the Bible's true, I worry.
Right.
I freak out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just saying, I'm glad I look like Jesus because I can float in.
And windy. And windy.
I'm coming as Jesus and I'm bringing burgers.
That's it, baby.
So if we jump into the first thing, 9/11.
Oh.
I want to take Ryan. Ryan, middle America white guy. Where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Middle America white guy. And this is the thing. It might be East Coast. I don't know.
I'm about to say it's kind of.
Here's the thing.
Well, the black folks it is because we don't know where the fuck it is.
Right. Watch this. To me, I'm from L.A. I'm not even from California.
I'm from
L.A.
I'm from L.A.
Right?
L.A.
So,
L.A.
Anything that's not the South is the East.
Right.
That's all. You're either the South, you're the East, or you're the Midwest. If you're the East Coast, you're Chicago, Detroit, or New York.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
If you're the South, you're Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
And Florida. And Florida's
Florida.
Not even considered South.
That's it. And we don't even consider them South.
We don't even consider it South.
You're the South. Whatever else you are, you're them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Right.
You know, or you're from L.A.
From L.A.
So when I say, you know, Middle America, to me, you say Connecticut.
That's Middle America.
I said Middle America.
Absolutely.
It's nowhere near Middle America.
Because if you look at Brian and you have to
guess
where he's
from,
you're like, fucking, that's Iowa.
It looks like he's from Iowa.
That's made of corn.
That's Iowa.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
But Connecticut. So he's a Connecticut guy.
Yeah. Fantastic place, by the way.
Okay, so, okay, East Coast guy.
Yeah.
9/11. What are your feelings on 9/11? Because we're doing an overview of all these past conspiracies.
Oh,
call in, you
fuck eyes. I don't think it was a conspiracy. I don't think it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, I actually
it's too
think,
fucked up.
Well, no, it
it's
is.
Way too fucked up. But also, there's no way they could have planned the buildings to collapse the way they did. There's no way they were like structurally, this is going to melt and then this is going to happen and then all these other buildings are going to suffer too.
Right.
Yeah, let's go through
it. But that's
with
collateral
it.
Damage of the original conspiracy. If you believe that it's a conspiracy, then the buildings collapsing was collateral damage. I mean, that's like icing. You know, we didn't expect them to class, but they did. Fuck it. It was great visual.
Worked
I'm
well.
Just talking about this, people. Don't give me any hate mail. I don't get hate mail, but I don't need to start getting hate mail.
Oh, and on top of that, the movies they made for 9/11, so terrible.
No,
Adam Sandler one, Rain on Me, was pretty good. Everything else
good.
Sucked.
Putting all
those
sides, I like United 107.
How about the real video? How about the real video? How about the real video? How about the video of the plane going into the, I don't know,
the
almost
towers.
Top of the fucking towers?
Right.
Okay, and bringing down towers built to handle jet fuel, to handle the burn of jet fuel, to handle all that. They have these towers. Now, what I used to tell my students, and they, you know, I taught special ed, so they'd be like, yeah. But that's not the point. What I would tell them anyway, what I would tell my students is simply
really
like this.
Do that shit.
If buildings fall down,
right.
Have you ever noticed a have you ever seen a building get hit at the top and the bottom collapses? I've never seen that. I don't think it's possible. Well, you know, the only time I've ever seen it is demolition.
Yes, that's true. But I actually saw the top of the building came down, and then the weight of that took out everything else.
They had bombs in the building, in the basement.
Okay, now we're getting into the real topic here. Now we're getting there. Now she's hitting what we're supposed to be here.
You watch the truth about 9/11. I have that DVD at home.
Great.
And they talk about how there's no way a plane could actually take down a building.
It was built to handle a plane crash.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense now.
But
so
who knew?
Are you saying Alicia, that the bombs were there?
Planted before.
Before, right.
Because
a plane never even hit the Pentagon. I mean, let's deal with that.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, and also there was the military...
A large group of the 9/11 truth movement basically brought the whole thing out and showed the video of that it was not a plane. There were no wings. It was a missile.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
A missile.
A missile hit the Pentagon. But here's the thing. We're dealing with the Pentagon.
A missile from where?
Now, the Pentagon was under attack at one point. Mm-hmm. And now I go back. I'm 44 years old. I go back and I say that jokingly because I'm obviously 35 and... Fucking Hollywood.
I'm just saying, I'm 54, but in Hollywood, I'm 41.
15, yeah. 41. Big Wheezy is 15 years old. He's looking to play a teenager.
I'm 19.
Right? There we go. Ryan's 6.
Fire your agent, damn it. You're 20.
But here's the thing, is they basically covered up the whole fucking thing. They brought down the buildings.
Yes.
There were explosions. Here's the thing people don't deal with. I'm Jewish. I deal with the reality, though. Right. I always say 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, had 1 million of them fucking formed an army that had been bigger than Hitler.
Right.
I believe in the Holocaust because I lost family.
No, I'm Jewish, too. Yeah. That's a conspiracy
They say that. Well, see, but now when you get into that conspiracy, you're talking about people who are anti-Semitic saying that the Holocaust, that were whining about something that never happened.
Right.
That's different than saying, like, hey, like, let's take Kennedy.
Right.
Anybody who doesn't realize that Kennedy was shot by our government and or was a conspiracy when our own courts came out and said, hey, there was probably a conspiracy here. We realized that.
Right.
And then it was just pushed aside. So nobody dealt with the fact that our own government recognized that this was a conspiracy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a caller. I want to get this person in real quick because...
That's why we're here.
Excuse me. I got
I'm glad we have a caller.
Right? Let's see this. Where are we? I don't want to drop the call.
No. Where are they from?
Don't drop the call.
Thank you. Hey, you're online. Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy, let me know because I'm an idiot. He hates when I let everyone know that he let me know. Caller, how you doing? What's your name?
Hey, this is Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. What's
Hi,
up,
Chuck.
Baby?
Chuck, how you doing? Where are you calling out of?
I'm calling out of Marietta, my brother.
Oh,
Chuck,
fantastic.
Chuck Cole, am I correct?
That is correct, sir.
Very, very funny comic out of Marietta.
What's
you guys
on,
check
Chuck?
Him out at Aces. I love this guy. He's big on the conspiracies.
With Aces over at Marietta?
Aces
I love
Marietta.
Rocky's place.
Rocky is a fantastic
love
guy.
Love Rocky. Only met him one time.
Great.
Kick butt guy. Love it.
Oh, super
Stores
guy.
Me a free Diet Coke.
Super guy. And then, I mean, and the prostitutes down there. Oh, my God. My wife loved them. Chuck. How you doing, man? Well, let me ask you a question. How old are you, Chuck?
I am 46.
Wow.
Chuck, you're a lying motherfucker. I know you.
I just heard 46 last week, my brother. Wow.
Beautiful. Okay, so then you know kind of what we're talking about. You remember all this shit going on. And, you know, someone said something great. They said, we know we were lied to about Kennedy. Why are we still trusting people? Now, let me ask you, Chuck. I don't know what knowledge you have or anything else, but just on your own knowledge, should we be trusting our government?
I don't think so. And I think our founding fathers even said that we shouldn't trust our government.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we have our First and Second Amendments, because we're not supposed to trust our government. We're supposed to keep check on our government, and
right.
I think that's something that we've gotten away from.
Yes.
After these many years, we're not keeping our government in check.
As long as they don't take away Netflix, I'm okay with them.
Right? Yeah. And that's what they've done to us. Ryan, thank you. Yeah, Ryan, exactly. How old are you?
27.
Listen to him. 27 years old, sitting there with his little raisin nuts all happy. Everything's going great. He doesn't remember people coming back from war with one fucking arm. Here's the thing.
Vietnam,
yeah,
baby.
I got Netflix. I can masturbate to 30-second visuals. I can do all this shit. I'm gonna go do a few fucking Adderalls. Then when I'm pumped up from that, I'm gonna come down with some Vicodins. I might Oxycontin, but I'm not. I don't care about the government. And me, you, and Big Wheezy here at our age groups, we realize we are so fucked. We are so lied to. We are so screwed over right now.
But that's, you know, that's the conspiracy. No, the conspiracy is to get young people not to worry about what the fuck's really going on in government. So they've given them the video games, all of the distractions to keep them away from wondering what really is going on behind the scenes. That's
right?
The conspiracy. That is the bigger picture of the smaller picture of the things that we're discussing right now. Because, you know, when you grew up, what did we have in the evening? The nightly news. There were six channels to watch.
I had
to go out and play kick the can. I didn't have anything to, you know, I had to fight. You know, we played baseball in a lot. That's what we did. Now the kids don't have to do it. There's so many things to keep them busy. The texting, my God, there wasn't even Twitter 8 years ago.
Chuck, we used to question our government. We questioned everyone over 30. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
That was the line. 30 was always the line.
You don't trust anyone over 30.
That's it. That was the line.
And then all these pieces.
We trust ourselves back then.
Right? And so now we've all turned over 30, and it's like, oh, shit. And what do? We're stuck with. This is the thing. First of all, I want to ask you, do you believe Paul McCartney is alive?
Oh, my God. He's laughing. He's not taking this seriously. Fucking comedian.
Like, look,
it's
I was serious. I killed him.
I don't know about Paul McCartney, but I know Elvis is alive, right?
He is,
so
right?
There you go.
You know, see, that's
Thank
the problem.
You. He
see,
is
that's,
alive.
When we talked a little bit about racism earlier, black folks got so jealous. We said we needed someone, so now Tupac's fucking alive.
Right?
No, he is too, right?
Yeah, Tupac's
together
still alive.
Island.
And then Biggie's alive, you know. And Whitney just disappeared for
well,
some
no,
sabbatical.
Wait. Let's just say, no, Whitney, we know, died of crack.
She
I
did
mean, that's
die.
Fucking pretty obvious.
I don't know that part.
But you know what's great?
I just said something that's going to fuck me later on this evening.
Well, you know,
the
you
people
know what
who
I like?
Love me, I apologize for saying that about Whitney. Do not hold that against me. You know who you are.
I'm just going to say.
What happens in the studio?
First of all, my favorite singing crack addict is Whitney Houston. When she sang that one song, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm sorry, that was a death song. Here's the thing.
I had nothing to do with that. For the people who love me, who know that. Well, my evening fucked up later. I love Whitney Houston.
Send all hate mail to I'm Burger. Fuck you.
Yes.
Chuck, let me tell you this, though. This is the thing that's going on is in this world today. You know about the Bitcoin, Chuck?
The Bitcoin, you know what I've heard about it? I don't know exactly what the hell it is, though.
So many people don't know about it. It's electronic money. It's the Bible coming true. It's them basically, rather than just imprinting it on our arm, they're imprinting it on our card. We walk around. They could wipe us out in a minute, but we're going to be pretty soon. We're going to all have these cards or chips that are going to say how much we have, what we're worth, everything else. And I got to tell you, I'm not fucking happy about this. I'm not excited that we have billboards advertising the Bitcoin. And
wait a minute, Burr.
Yeah.
Aren't you Jewish?
I don't know. When it comes to haggling.
Well, the problem is in order to be Jewish, you have to be told you're Jewish.
Yeah.
This is the thing,
right?
I'm
you don't
really
know you're Jewish. Like, I didn't know I was black till someone told me.
Really? Was that a mirror? Was it a mirror that told you?
No, I was 13. I grew up in white neighborhoods. I didn't know I was black until I was pointed out to me. I was about 12, 13 years old.
See, I grew up in black neighborhoods, and I realized I was white because people went, hey, fuck you, whitey.
Right.
It was, you know, but yeah, I am Jewish. Yeah.
To be Jewish, your mom has to be Jewish. And people just look at me and say, I'll say I'm Jewish, and they'll be like, is your mom Jewish? I'm like, no. Then they're like, no, you're not Jewish.
You're not a Jew.
Yo,
yeah,
that
exactly.
My mom and dad are all, my mom and dad all the way back are Jews.
Yeah.
Like, we've been haggling.
You're a real Jew.
Look, I'm 17th century haggling. Like, right. I'm on and on. I'm like 17th generation haggler.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I have family that worked its way out of the Holocaust. You know, literally. But, you know, I'm just an Aryan-looking Jew. I'm the mix of a Sephardic and a Ashkenazi. I'm a black and a German Jew.
Wow.
And wow, German Jew.
What they have, you get a black Jew and a German Jew, and they have an Aryan baby. It's how it happens.
That's you know exactly.
It happened once before.
That happened once before in Germany,
1941.
That's not a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. That shit's factual.
Yeah.
Chuck.
When you said 17th century, I just imagined you bartering for a horse.
Right? Right? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. That's not a horse. It looks like a fucking greyhound. Right. I'll give you $15.
Right.
Listen, we got somebody on, we got a call waiting. Chuck, are you here?
I am here,
okay.
sir.
Okay, hang on 1 second. I want to see who this call is. I have no idea how to freaking get Jeremy. Help me out again.
Jeremy, I love you, Jeremy.
Okay, we're going to switch calls. Caller, how you doing? What's your name?
What's up, you guys? Cobra, coming in hot.
Cobra, how you doing? We had you on the first show. Good to have you back.
Thank you. First off, your goddamn hold music is the only conspiracy I can think of right now.
What is it? What is the hold music?
What is it?
That shit sounds like you handed Courtney Love a keyboard and said, play the Tron soundtrack.
I have no control over the hold music.
What I like about that is that he's been holding that line. I stepped on you. Sorry, Cobra. Yeah. But it sounds like you've been practicing that line for when he gets like, okay, listen, I'm going to do the Courtney Love keyboard shit.
I like it, but it rolled off
like I'm ready for this shit next week when the show starts.
This is my time to shine.
Just put me on fucking hold.
I'm gonna tell you this.
It's a little too unpredictable.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Cobra. I gotta tell you this. This is a good night tonight because Jeremy's doing the whole music. That's fine. I don't even get it. But for the first time, I keep looking to my right. And I don't just see Jeremy. There's actually a good-looking woman over there. She knows what she's doing. Jeremy's always got this look like, I'm on a cocaine bender.
There's a woman over there?
Yeah, you can't see. She's gorgeous.
When I say gorgeous
about a woman, I mean she's badass.
You're right.
Yeah, if she was all prissy-looking, that's not gorgeous to me. This woman's just cool. Cool as shit.
Jeremy, can you have her get into my view? I need to get
her. Yeah. Jeremy's just glad to be in the room with her. So, Cobra, let me ask you a question. What's your take on Paul McCartney being dead? Because that's a big thing to me.
Unless they're from Slayer, I don't fucking care.
There we go. Okay. On conspiracies, what's your biggest conspiracy, Jeremy? I mean, Cobra. I get you mixed up. I smoke a lot of weed.
Drunk? Okay, here's my deal. This was handed to me about a week ago, ironically. This lady in Telluride owns a hotel, and she rules like the higher-end people, really nice hotel. One of the guys, one of my good friends, works there. They're all sitting around one day drinking brandy. And this regular is about 84 years old. He was Secret Service for Kennedy. And he wasn't with Kennedy the day he died. He was at the next city that Kennedy was going to go to, and they were securing it. So one of the guys just sitting there drinking just strikes up a conversation about it and says, so what can you tell me about Marilyn Monroe? And his exact words out of his fucking mouth were, what can I say? We shot her in the ass but not with enough drugs to kill her.
Right.
Oh.
Our government's a bunch of fucking liars. I don't trust them to save my life.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. How are you going to kill a piece of ass like Marilyn Monroe?
I'm no doomsday prepper or nothing like that. But we always talk shit about the Mexicans who are all Latin pride, Mexican pride, and go back to your goddamn Mexican country then. But if I could...
First of all, Cobra, I'm gonna point out that I like the fact that you did that. I like the fact that you went like this. First of all, let me tell you something. The whole Kennedy thing, they killed Marilyn Monroe. They killed Marilyn Monroe simply because she was going to pull out some bullshit and call out Kennedy, and she was fucking both the Kennedys.
Right.
On top of which... All you Mexicans, go back to your country. I like how you rolled that
they
in
actually,
there.
You know, problem
he
is,
about America.
The problem is, they are in their country. That's why, you know.
Well, let me tell you something about that. I'll make you happy, Cobra. You want to be happy for a second?
Let's
I'm going to tell you
Cobra
something.
Happy.
When Mexican people tell me, like, first of all, when they tell me, like, this was our country, no. No, it was Indians' country.
Well, Mexicans are Indians.
No, they're the product of Spanish Indian rape. You're a rape baby.
Exactly. Right.
Your pride is in being a rape baby. Right. I have no problem with that.
Right, right. That's
love who you are.
Let's just lay our cards on the table. Let's lay our cards on the table.
Vikings were here first.
Carne asada burritos are off the fucking chain.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck how they got
here.
You're
right. You're goddamn right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did he say this before or after he was hanging your drywall?
Let me tell you about this, though. If you've seen Weezy, you know why I dig these fucking burritos. But here's the thing. But here's the thing, Cobra. I like the way you did that. I do agree that Mexican people that get into the Mexican pride thing, it's really being like prideful that Spanish raped Indians. Mm. But we don't deal with that. We always say like, oh, white people took the land from Mexicans. No, mm-hmm. no. Spanish took the land and raped Indians and left mm-hmm. Mexicans. But the Indians were even Asiatic. They came mm-hmm. across the ice straits. Mm-hmm. They're not native.
Right.
They're not native.
Right.
The buffalo.
Right.
The buffalo. Bring back the buffalo. Give those motherfuckers casinos.
Back.
The buffalo deserve casinos is all I'm saying.
The buffalo.
I married a Mexican 8 years ago, and nothing has made me more fucking racist than being married to a Mexican.
Oh, that's a damn shame, man. You just fucking had the holidays with all the goddamn tamales you can eat,
right?
And this is what
and
you come
gonna
up
complain?
With?
It's one thing. Everybody's like, oh, my God.
Chuck, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wait, Chuck, hold on. Chuck, aren't you married to a Mexican woman?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
are you having the same experience as Cobra?
Chuck, do you have a drinking problem, too?
Do I have a drinking problem, too? I wouldn't consider it a problem. I don't feel
No, he drinks with no problem. I've seen Chuck. He drinks with no problem.
People always tell me all the time. They're like, you must eat like...
But you know what? Even my wife, when you're talking about that, you know, when you're talking about, you know, people coming over here, and I have no problem with people being, you know, Latino pride and everything like that. Be proud of who you are. But you know what? When it all comes down to it, we're all Americans, and that's what we need to be proud of. Mm-hmm.
When it all comes down to it, Chuck, we're all human.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. And you know what it really comes down to, Chuck? Who's going to blow me? Because
while the Star Spangled Banner is playing.
Right? Right?
Well,
That's what men do. We're in a serious conversation. And then all the thing is that it really does. Listen. Listen, I understand.
You
know about bitcoins. I know about 9/11. And I know about the raping of Mexicans. But what it comes down to is head. That's exactly what
guys are like that.
Except I'm not like that because I didn't have had enough head over the 13 years.
You know,
we'll get more.
Watch this. You know who made the greatest point ever? Lenny Bruce, and he said this. He said that, you know, people have a big problem with interracial couples, right? Mm-hmm. This is back in the 40s. But he said like this. He said, you know, like, oh, she's got a black, I would never sleep with a black woman. He goes, well, who are you talking about? Are we talking about Esther Williams or Lena Horne?
Right.
Because anybody that sleep with Lena Horne.
That's correct.
Now, so we come to current days, we talk about, like, you know, and racism goes out the window when it comes to pussy.
Right.
That's a simple fact.
Yes.
Like, ain't nobody ever hated a black pussy.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody ever hated a Mexican pussy or a white pussy.
Right.
Like, you ever look at a white pussy, Big Wheezy, and go like, oh, fuck that white pussy.
Actually, those were the words I used.
Okay. It was started with I'm gonna, right?
Right.
So that's the thing, you know, but people tell me about that all the time. You know, it's like, no, racism is cured by sex.
Yes. Well, it's true. Yes. Once you go black, you never go back.
Right.
Because fat don't crack. It just stretches.
Right. You see that? All the different sayings.
I personally enjoy smelling like cocoa butter.
I did a callback on your shit, girl.
Ryan just said.
What?
Now, Ryan, let me ask you a question.
When I first met her.
Say it again.
Once you go white, you're always right.
Okay. Now, unless that white bitch got crabs, and that's fucked up.
Right.
Now, Ryan, have you been with different races?
Yeah.
Okay. What races have you been with? We'll just get into this. Fuck. I don't care. I don't stay on subject.
I would say every single one.
Every?
Yeah.
You've been with Tonga bitches?
Was a Tonga bitch.
Hawaiian. It's like Hawaiian, but
you
it's
know,
like Samoan.
Like,
and it's
you know,
Tonga.
They got
from
calves
the,
like
the island
men,
of Tonga.
Man. They got calves like men. The Samoans, you know, black people with niggas with straight hair.
I didn't ask where their ancestors were.
You didn't ask where their ancestors.
They were like just different shades of human.
That right?
That's it.
Now that's what my thing is.
And I haven't really had that many cross the racial line experience.
Really?
I'm just a dark meat son of a bitch. That's just I wouldn't.
No, no.
You know, my first girlfriend in high school was Latina. Of course, we said Mexican back in the day.
Right.
Right. And there was
they were all Mexican.
They were all Mexican. And you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Your guacamole sour cream on the shit's off the fucking chain. That's nacho cheese pussy.
How you doing?
Nacho
how you doing? Cheese. Give me some pozole.
Pozole off the chain, goddamn. That's pozole. That's good. But, you know, but as you said, I'm really not opposed to it. It's just not a big... My brother's wife is from Romania. You know, you don't get whiter than that.
Well, I mean, Romanians are the, if you go back, they're the gypsies.
Yeah, well...
Like, that's what I'm a gypsy Jew.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a gypsy German Jew.
We try to keep that part secret.
So, like,
secret.
I'll steal, but then I'll invest it, and then I'll kill myself for doing all of it. It's just how it works. But here's the thing.
Yes.
Cobra, you said you're married to a Mexican woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mexican American or
Mexican?
From the country?
Yeah. Is she from Mexico?
Not,
like
not of like of Latin descent kind of thing. Full on bona fide. My name is John, and she still pronounces it with a fucking Y.
Okay. So is she only here? Is she only here? Is she only here because you guys are married?
Is she what?
Is she only here because you're married? And there's nothing wrong with it. A lot of guys pay for pussy.
Her parents hopped the fence like in 79 or some shit.
Okay, right, so she was, so it wasn't a marriage, like you're not, she's not with you.
It's not an immigration deal.
Yeah, she's not like looking to get papers.
No, no, she's boring.
Okay.
So you guys, you're in love. What we're really saying is you love each other.
Yeah.
No, I love my wife.
Of course, of course. You have to. I mean, you're on the fucking radio. What else would you say?
Right?
I know.
My wife's black. I'm Jewish. And like, I love my wife.
Yes.
You know? But
and does your wife get shit? Does she get shit from her peoples?
Well, this is a funny thing because her grandma.
Well, that's we go into the black
her,
language.
Yeah, right.
When
yeah,
we start
yeah,
talking
peoples,
about
yeah.
That.
People. And so her grandma grew up in L.A. her whole life, right. South Central area, right. Owns a lot of property, got money, all caught up in the black community.
Right.
She don't like white people. She's scared of white people. She said.
Right.
But now when I first met her,
yes.
She didn't say a goddamn word to me.
Wow.
Now, the second my wife told her I was Jewish, changed everything.
Whole
like,
brand new ball
goes,
game.
Oh, you Jewish?
Right.
Oh, my mom used to work for Jews.
Yes, it's a whole
new
ball game.
Oh my God, all of a sudden I was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like as soon as I was no longer white, but I was Jewish, right. I was okay.
Right.
White,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And so yeah,
she's from that era, that's why.
My wife's mom got mad at me, and all of a sudden I became that fucking white guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how quick it happens.
Yeah.
You know, but in her defense, she was always that bitch cunt. So, you know,
right,
it never
had
to do with race on my side.
Right. Thank God her mom doesn't watch the show.
Now, Chuck, you've been married how long?
I've been married 10 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Jesus. Now, let me ask you a question.
From now on, buddy.
Have you ever looked at your wife and just thought, fuck you, wetback bitch?
Okay,
I don't know. Because I've thought the word in my head. I've thought the word in my head. I ain't said it in a long time. Right. Weezy might remember when I used to say it on stage.
Right, absolutely.
I grew up in the projects, but when I had a daughter, my daughter's half black, half Jewish. Someone calls her either a kike or anything else,
right.
I'll kill them.
Right.
So
of course, that's your daughter.
So if I say it, then how can I kill them for saying it to my daughter?
You're right.
I don't say that word anymore. It's dead to me.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
You know, but I think it sometimes about my wife. In my head.
You know, I was married and I never.
Just thought.
You know, there's a lot of things that people, I don't think those things in my head either.
Yeah.
For me, it's a little different. I'm a very positive guy. I'm always thinking about the goodness in people, accepting them for who they are.
I hate that shit.
Well, I have to do it because they accept me for who I am. I mean, I've got two necks.
You would be a good black,
that.
Santa.
I've got two fucking necks.
That's,
you know,
fantastic.
What I'm saying? I've got the eye neck.
What is
you
see that? Two necks, Jeremy?
Is it on camera?
You see both those necks?
I've got two necks. So if you can, accept the two necks of Big Wheezy, I don't give a fuck what your growth problem
is. Why do you have two necks?
You're in.
You see, that's... But
because
see,
I hang my shirt on the back and it's a pillow at the same time.
I'm going to tell you right now. You know what's funny, though? Because that's life. Because that's the truth.
Right.
Big Weezy is one of the most likable people I've ever met in my life.
That.
No, you really are. And like you said, like, I got two necks. I got to be cool to people.
Right.
That's the true shit.
It's true shit.
No, like, he's the bomb. I gave a nice start in comedy.
Yeah. Well, that's, he's a nice guy, right?
And I didn't even make you sleep with me.
Weezy's a nice guy, right?
He is.
Right?
That's he was thing. Like my mentor.
Can I ask?
Ryan, you're a nice guy.
That, Alicia.
Thanks. Can I ask? What? Yeah. Why, though? Is it? Or is
well,
that
it's
too
actually
personal?
Called a lymphoma. It's a fatty tissue. I was supposed to have it removed, but I found that lately women actually love that. They think that there are certain things that they can rub on it.
It's your love hump.
You can put a beer on that motherfucker. Come back for
it. She just squeezed it.
You
I'm telling you, this
you could be on the next Hump Day commercial.
You might get in trouble. There are people that may be
that would be great. Ryan just had a great idea.
They're gonna be like, "Why is that bitch rubbing your hump?"
Chuck,
it's a beer bottle.
Chuck, wait on. Chuck.
I have a boyfriend, sort of, maybe.
Chuck, have you slept with a black guy?
Yes, of course.
Asian, yeah.
Not you.
And Asian. Yeah, and Asian.
I said that.
Not you, Chuck. Not you, Chuck.
I said
this.
Yes, the only girl in the audience.
Did I fix you up with the dude you slept with? Is that the dude I fixed you up with?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You know what's funny, though?
I have
though?
Been with a black guy and an Asian.
I'll tell you something funny, right? That you know what's funny is because the reason a lot of black guys are really angry, I always say this, it's dick expectancy.
Yes.
It's dick expectancy. That's why Germans are angry, black guys are angry, because everyone expects a big dick.
Right.
And not every black guy has a big dick.
And you're absolutely right, because I don't.
Yeah,
I
most
don't.
Of them don't.
I don't.
What?
It's a big myth.
Everyone I've been with
I don't have
no,
one.
Big
no.
myth.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just hit on the right one.
Women lie to me, and they'll try and convince me. I've never seen it, but I take their word for it, but I know.
You know
isn't
the only
that a conspiracy right there.
You know the only. You know the only reason
no,
I ever
myth.
Knew.
Oh, okay.
You know the only reason I ever knew I had a big dick is because I realized I am such an asshole that no woman would ever be with me for any other reason. Like I am literally not cool enough to do anything but fuck well. And
well, you're from LA. All LA guys have.
I'm telling you, I eat pussy like I'm hungry too.
You know, it's amazing. The show's about conspiracy theories, and yet as men, we
jump
it back
around
to our
it's
dicks.
Dick. It's all about dick jokes.
Hey, you know what the greatest
is?
Right. You know, okay.
That is a conspiracy right there.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
The ultimate conspiracy.
Here we're going with the ultimate. Oh, fuck everything else we've talked about.
That's what this
Jeremy, you're
going to
be in on
everything.
This. Watch this.
All right.
The biggest conspiracy in the whole fucking world.
Yes.
Is the big dick, and I'm going to tell you right now, is porno, is the fisheye fucking Chuck Cobra. I know you're with me on this. We've all watched videos where the dick looks the size of a skyscraper, and then you come to find out that it's a 5-inch dick that they have made to look like a fucking missile. And all of a sudden, I got to feel bad about me.
Hold on. Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt. They can make a 5-inch dick into a missile?
Fisheye lens! You know about the fisheye lens in porn? Okay.
No.
So I'm doing a show at the comedy store.
Right.
I'm doing a show at the comedy store.
Right.
Porno people are, they just got done with this big shoot.
Right.
But it's not just the porno stars, it's the camera people.
Right.
And I tell them, I go, you know what's kind of bullshit is I watch this shit and everyone's got like a 12-inch dick.
Right.
And they go, no. They go, the average size in porn? I go, I don't know, what is it? They go, 5.5 inches.
Wow.
A lot of the dicks you're looking at are 5.5 inches.
Oh, my
fish
God.
Fisheye lens. Fisheye lens makes it look like 9-10 inches. We're being fucked as men. Being told that the whole world got a big dick except us.
Yeah.
I'm miserable with an 8-inch dick because porn tells me everyone's...
Exactly.
But the thing is because you're 3 inches bigger than the average, you actually are... pretty much 60% bigger than the porno guy.
But I feel like shit because of their cameras.
I know, but my problem is where do I get one of these cameras?
Right? Fuck the camera. The just give me lens.
I need the lens on my iPhone 4S.
No, you know what you do? You know what you do? You make glasses out of the lenses and you make every girl you fuck wear the glasses.
I don't even send dick.
3D, just get the 3D glasses. Google's coming out with them.
But with that lens...
What's the biggest dick you ever been with? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but seriously,
she
in your vagina.
I always measure. I think foot long, right?
No shit, huh? No.
God damn it. It's a $5 special.
God damn it. Hold on. There's a conspiracy. Chuck. Cobra. Right there. You just heard it. You just heard it. You said foot long, but you were lying. So all three of us just felt like shit. Because you said foot long.
I didn't feel like shit because in my mind, I have a foot long.
See, the conspiracy is that all girls like the big dicks.
Yeah, they do.
And men like big tits.
Wait, wait, hold on.
You don't need to worry about the size of your dick. See, I found a loophole.
Yeah, don't worry.
You wait for the chicken run. You leave the bar 10 minutes early, and then all the haggard-ass chicks walk out. They don't even see chicken run, bro. They don't even know you have a dick by the time you get them home.
I like that. I like
your goggles.
That is some, that's borderline rape.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest.
They don't know you have a dick. Yeah. What kind of a thing is this?
Where is your beer goggles?
No, I'm gonna say that this is Cobra, not Chuck. Am I right?
Beer goggles.
Chuck. On the other hand, Chuck, you have a Spanish wife, right? How many kids do you have, Chuck?
Two.
You have two kids?
Yes.
And a Spanish wife? What are you, the greatest pullout guy ever?
Are you, no other baby daddies?
Yeah,
no,
man.
No other baby daddies.
You married a Spanish woman and you only have two kids. You're obviously infertile with only two kids.
No, he's crossed over.
That's good birth control.
I wasn't doing the Mexican thing. I'm only getting one job, damn it.
I sneezed on a Mexican woman. She was pregnant.
I got to tell you that.
I swear to God. I like that, though. Now, let me ask you a question, Chuck. Does she care about dick size? Well, it's Hollywood.
I don't care about dick size.
No, not you. Not you. I know you don't. I've been with you.
Right. Well, you know.
Well, but, you know,
you got a small dick. As long as you got a good tongue, you can make up for it.
You know, absolutely right about that, because I've been using this new deal because a lot of women with the vibrator sometimes, you have to work longer with the tongue because they're used to the vibrator.
No. But that's
so
the thing.
What I've been doing lately, I'm buying the children ring that's got the vibrator at the top. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that on my tongue now. I'm actually sharing this shit because I can't eat all the pussy in the world, but I need all the women in the world to be happy.
I like that.
The Trojan ring with the buzzer on top. I call it the vibrator, the buzzer. With the buzzer on top, I put that shit on my tongue. I even keep it in, I carry it with me in my car.
I like that.
Because you have to be
You never know when you're going to eat pussy.
You never know.
Well, I try to plan it.
What's your life like where you might be driving down the street and all of a sudden have to eat pussy?
Right. It happens. I heard.
Well, what happens if you taste the pussy?
If you taste the pussy?
Yes.
See, white people, I got to be honest, I like that.
I've got sleep apnea, and I put my mask on the pussy and put the pussy to sleep with the goddamn sleep apnea mask. So come on.
I just got to say the biggest conspiracy of all is that all women orgasm. Okay.
Oh, well, I know that's not the truth.
Yeah, none.
No, that's the young guy. Yeah. This guy's age, that's when
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this.
You gotta eat the pussy first, my friend.
Fuck the woman's orgasm. That's her problem.
Nah.
I believe that. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't figure out which woman's lying, which woman's telling the truth.
It's like the Meg Ryan
scene.
Hold on, watch it. Hold on.
We're stepping on each other.
Quick question.
I just orgasmed.
Starting with Chuck, going to Cobra, we're just about out of time, but wait. Chuck, does your wife have an orgasm a lot?
I'm sure she does. I'm just sure I'm not around.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Chuck's honest. Chuck's on Cobra. Are you giving your girl orgasms?
Yeah, she has plenty.
Okay, so she lies. Ryan, the women you've been with, do all of them have orgasms?
Yeah, I have a cum dick.
Okay. No, that's okay.
My ex-wife is one of the rare few women that can have orgasm just from penetration. That doesn't happen. There's a very small percentage of women that can do that.
Yes.
All right, she can do it.
But it took us, let's go to the truth.
It took us six years to get there.
Wait, we're going to hit the truth. Yeah. Now, Alicia, you know women? You're a woman?
They don't orgasm all the time.
Maybe 5% of the time I've orgasmed.
Right.
The other percent, I've faked it.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy is done.
Because they don't know. Because you're with young guys. They don't understand what they're supposed to do.
No. I'm going to tell you like this.
It's not 40s. That they don't
understand.
I've jumped
guys
care.
That they're in their 40s. Too. I'm 40 years old.
They just want to come.
Right.
Yeah, and they just want to come.
That's different. Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Right. I jumped it all. I look at it like this.
Right.
I come and I look at her and I just look at her and I go, bitch, that's for my sister. I walk out the room. I don't give a fuck. She doesn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
With my wife now?
Yes.
Like, I think she, I don't know. She doesn't come. I don't care. Right.
All of
that's
mine,
her problem.
Mine do.
You know what?
Matter of fact, I don't come until they come.
See, I'll tell you this.
You're a gentleman.
Oh. I don't even care.
Hums.
Like, I just look at her like, bitch, I got a big dick. Fuck you.
Well, see, I'm not going to work problem, hard. See, my problem is I'm only 5.5 inches.
See, I'm
not. In circumference.
I'm about eight or so. Yeah. So I look at him like, you're lucky to fucking be here. You're lucky to be here.
You really said it. Anyway, smaller is better. It fits in better.
Yeah, 8 inches is a perfect dick.
I think for most women, I think
Jeremy, look at my dick.
I think most women do like smaller.
Okay, guys. We're wrapping up. Let me do this real quick. We jumped off conspiracies. All we're saying,
don't.
Chuck, Cobra, so glad you guys called.
Yeah.
We're going to have to extend this show. We got so much more to talk about in the future. Let's run this down. I want to say that I'm going to be in Bakersfield at the Nile on the 28th. Joey Valenzuela's a comedy show and roast for his birthday. And then I will be... back in Bakersfield on the 17th and 18th, and I will be at the M Resort in Vegas on the January 10th. Ryan Bromans, where are you going to be?
No way.
Don't worry about it, Ryan. Don't worry. That shit happens. I'm going to be in Compton tomorrow night doing, I can't remember where it is, but I'm, giving back to the hood, $5 show, cheap to see me, but Sapphire Lounge, headlining in Sapphire Lounge in Vegas, 24th, 25th over in Vegas, and something else the 2 days. It's going to be lots of fun. Sapphire
Alicia.
Lounge, industry, industry. Go, girl.
I have a comedy show on Valentine's Day coming up in a couple months, and then probably some more in between. That
of course, absolutely. You got a website, girl?
Perfect.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Alicia Marie.
BigWeezy.com, BigGweezy.
Ryan Broman's Experience. Thank you for joining the Iron Burger Podcast. Have a great evening, guys. Take care.
Peace.
Peace out.
You can't stay.